Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie. 99.5 QYK. Man, a little taste of, I don't know, a month ago when I walked out this morning, I was like, ooh, it's chilly out there.
I know. Man. What is going on?
My car thing said 62, and I was like, no, that's too close to 50s. It's too close to 50s.
I know, especially when there's tourists all around. It's spring break. Oh, I'm like, one of these things is not like the other. How are we 50 or 62 degrees this morning, but there's all the spring breakers down. It's just
yeah,
crazy.
But where all they're from, it's like there's snow and on the ground, so they're still loving this. They're loving this for sure. But yeah, I know. It was like, I was a little bit like, I walked out this morning, I'm like, oh, man, no, not again. But it's not going to last long. We got today, tomorrow, and then we'll be back.
Yeah.
Be back in 70s, 80s. Yep. We'll be all good. Yeah, we'll be all good. It's just a little chilly when you first walk out this morning. All right, big stuff going on. 7:30 this morning, we're going to do this again. We're going to play a Blake Shelton song because, listen, we're trying to get somebody into this backstage VIP for Blake this Friday night before his show at Amalie Arena. Now, this is a big thing because, obviously, to try to get a private performance from Blake Shelton is, you know, next to impossible. He's going to do one, and he told us we could send two people. So we're going to pick some people this week to do it. We're playing a Blake song at 7:30 this morning, and all we want you to do, we had a lot of people do this yesterday, all we want you to do.
They were so cute, the videos with the little filters and stuff, adorable.
Yeah. And you can see it on the Mark and Melanie Facebook page. We made like a montage of them, but you can just hit record and record yourself just interacting with the song and go see what people did. There's this one nurse at work, and she did like a whole video of why the song was playing. She was like,
she was giving people their injections. I don't even know what it was.
I don't know either. She said it was Blake juice, and
she put a sign on the actual IV.
We had a lot of people, you know, get with some of the filters and do some of the filter stuff. It was great. She made like a Blake Shelton studio and did like a whole music video. That was actually Kevin's favorite. He kept listening to it, watching it. I'm telling you, it was just very very creative.
Her studio looked better than our studio.
I mean, she did.
Branded it QYK everywhere. She had a cutout of Blake Shelton. We don't even have one of those.
Yeah. I don't know if you're going to win the Blake Shelton backstage, maybe, but you're definitely coming to design our studio.
Yeah.
For sure. 100%. You've won that job. So 7:30 this morning, just take a video of you and the song while it's playing on 99.5 QYK. Post it on your page, just like a post like you would post anything else, and just tag 99.5 QYK so we can find it and see it. All right, so that's 7:30 this morning.
Oh, I cannot wait for these gems to roll in.
Man, 7:30, Blake Shelton, that's the biggest deal going on, lighting up social media. Real quick, there's news, and of course it's 6:03 in the morning. We have to talk about Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Because nothing says 6 a.m. like some PBR.
A chilly Tampa Bay morning, 6 a.m. and PBR. So PBR, what are they doing now?
They're launching a whiskey. And so,
see, this scares me. Because you're so good at just doing PBR, and now you want to get in the whiskey business.
Right. And I mean, PBR isn't necessarily like top shelf, you know? So when you think about
what are you talking
about?
They're dollar beers like everywhere. They're great.
Then them launching now a whiskey, you're like, how's that going to taste? It seems just like a hangover waiting to happen. But they also released this little promo video to go along with it. And they're joking about the fact that it's only been aged 5 seconds. Because usually it's like 50 years.
Oh, yeah. These wooden oak wooden barrels. And,
So all right, theirs is just 5 seconds.
Here it is.
Pabst Blue Ribbon Whiskey. Distilled, then aged.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Get it on the truck.
Pabst Blue Ribbon Whiskey. Taste why aging makes a difference.
Smooth.
Even they're saying how bad it is.
Pabst Blue Ribbon 5 second Age Whiskey. Because 10 seconds would be a waste of time.
The truck's on the way to deliver it nationwide. That's PBR and their 5 second whiskey.
Yeah.
And would you try it?
Oh my gosh. No.
You'd have to try it, though.
It's 80 proof, by the way. So that sound that he made, I just feel it. I feel it in my soul.
It's like,
you know, my chest is burning.
The kerosene. It's almost like when you get too close to kerosene and it just kind of like the effervescent like lights you up. Like you're just like, oh,
you could light a lighter in front of me.
Don't do that.
I could like blow it like a dragon.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Don't do it. Kevin, would you try this stuff?
Sure, I'd take a sip.
I'd take a sip.
Why not?
Gosh,
the art's iconic.
Guys.
The icon. I don't think guys care as much. Like, I'm not one of these, like, foo-foo, like, whiskey collectors, you know, and you have all, like, the equipment, the whiskey equipment. And
right.
What is this, scotch? Is that what this is, or is this whiskey? What
is
it?
This is just whiskey.
Just whiskey, yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know if I need all that, but why not? It's PBR, and it's aged 5 seconds. So.
That is the worst. No, I would never do it. This sounds terrible.
Yeah, I know, but I do love the guy's reaction. Like, they did such a good job. Like, they did such a good job with
smooth.
Yep, that says it all.
That actually doesn't sound like my alarm goes off in the morning. My God. That's it.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
Cole Swindell, he had a great show over the weekend, Saturday night, Sarasota.
Yeah.
That was awesome, man. I saw a lot of people on social media lighting that up. 99.5 QYK, it's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. Deep Fried Nashville's next.
Yes.
Dierks Bentley, we have news. He's got a big thing. A big thing he's mm-hmm. announcing. Dan and Shay, Wedding Crashers.
Oh, man, I'm jealous.
And you have topless pictures of Sam Hunt. Next.
Yes, I do.
Deep Fried Nashville. Yeah,
Fried Nashville, 99.5 QYK.
Dierks Bentley. Man, Dierks Bentley's getting to the point now where he just calls his own shots, and that's exactly what he's doing. He's announcing performers for his festival, the Seven Peaks Music Festival. This is awesome. It's in Buena Vista, Colorado. You know, Dierks is a mountain guy. He's not into, like, the Kenny Chesney, Jimmy Buffett kind of a thing. He likes mountains.
Yes.
He likes cold rivers and cold beer and cabins and stuff.
Not to be confused, yeah, with Buena Vista, Lake Buena Vista over in Orlando. Because when I first saw this, I was like, what, another country festival coming here?
No. Dierks would not.
I know.
Dierks would not be a fan of, unfortunately, of Orlando. That's not his that's not his topography or geography or whatever it would be.
Yeah, he doesn't like to be.
Yeah, wouldn't be his thing. It's too flat.
Landlocked in Orlando.
It's just too flat for him. So get ready for Luke Bryan, Maren Morris, John Party. This is what I'm saying, man. Dierks has some pull. Listen to all these people playing. Mitchell Tenpenny. He's got Tennille Towns, Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. My goodness. Dina Carter, Diamond Rio, Travis Tritt, Tracy Lawrence.
Ugh. My God. Fantastic.
How does this happen? Do you just get so famous that you can send out a group text to just, like, everyone and just see who kind of bites back? Like, hey, I'm free that day. Sure, why not?
It's like comes to your inbox. He's like, hey, guys, it's Dierks. Can you join this new group page I set up? It's Who Wants to Play My Festival?
Yeah, it's on Facebook.
It's on Facebook.
I sent you a Facebook event.
And if you join it, you have to play it. Yeah. They're like, yeah, man, we're in. It's cool.
There's just so many people.
Seven Peaks Music Festival. That'll be great. Good job, Dierks, for setting that up. I'd like to go out in the mountains party with those guys. I think it'd be a lot of fun to do that. Dan and Shay, those are fun guys to party with. We've had some tequila with them before. They've crashed a wedding. This was in Florida. All these stories come back to Florida.
Now, this one was in Orlando.
Yes, Disney, and this was on Saturday. They literally crashed a wedding. Listen to people's reactions.
Herman and John, huge congratulations to you guys. But we were actually in town. I wanted to sing this song for you in person. So.
That's my favorite right there. That girl realizes.
Get the hell out of here.
She realizes it's Dan and Shay. Get the hell out of here. God, I love that clip.
Get the hell out of here. I do too, because it's what our reaction would be.
Yeah.
Congratulations, you guys. We were in the area driving around. We figured we would just kind of say hi to you guys.
Yeah, right.
This is awesome. I've crashed a lot of weddings. Never actually been invited to crash one before, so this is really cool. They usually kick us out of these things, so we really appreciate you guys not kicking us out.
Father of the Bride set this up, and that was a very... Well, that was just an MVP move. I mean, that's a lot of other fathers have to step up for that. That is unbelievable.
Yeah, and I've heard that it might be part of the Disney fairy tale weddings. I don't know.
Probably.
I highly doubt that you ever watch it, but I love that show.
Talking about. Now that football's over, it's all I watch.
Oh, yeah? On Freeform?
I watch. That's my Freeform. That's what I do. All right, and finally.
So full of it.
And finally, something else that I'm really into is these pictures coming out of Mexico. Is it Mexico? Is this where Sam Hunt?
Cabo, yeah.
Yeah, Sam Hunt is partying with all of his celebrity friends. And by the way, we had heard rumors the last few weeks Sam Hunt was back in the recording studio with a new album. We're now hearing That was quick, and there is no new album set, but this is what Sam Hunt's doing.
Yeah, so he's in Cabo, and he's with all sorts of celebrities. I couldn't even keep up because I follow all of them on social media, and I didn't realize they were all down there together until just last night, because I go, okay, what is going on? We got Sam Hunt in Cabo. Then we got Jesse James Decker down there. Mm-hmm. You got Gronk, who just won a Super Bowl.
Yeah,
he's
Gronkowski.
Down there with his Sports Illustrated supermodel girlfriend, all these people. And then I realized, oh, they're all friends. Sean Booth, who was the winner of The Bachelorette, he was down there as well. And they've all just been partying on spring break.
So there you go. Spring break for adults.
Spring break for adults.
Spring break for adults.
Exactly.
So Sam Hunt, maybe no new album, but man, he's having
his
a good time.
Good for him.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
Old Dominion, 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. Oh, man, look at it. 7 o'clock. We're 30 minutes away from somebody maybe getting that private performance. Blake Shelton,
yes!
Singing right to you this Friday night in a private backstage area. Whew, you couldn't buy this. This isn't for sale.
No.
Like Blake doesn't sell this. Like,
it's priceless.
Man. All right, so here's what we're going to do. At 7:30... on 99.5 QYK, we're going to play Blake's song.
Yep.
You need to hit record and take a video of yourself doing whatever you think is cool along with the Blake song. All right, so we had people yesterday singing along. We had people adding filters.
We had people at work. So whether you are at home just jamming out, cooking breakfast,
this one lady pulled over in her car and they added all these unicorn filters while she was singing to the Blake song. It was great. Now, after you get the video of you doing it, and it doesn't have to be the whole song.
Yep.
It's whatever you think gives you the best opportunity to win, okay? This is all about you. But you have to post the video on your Facebook page and tag 99.5QYK so we know where to find you, okay? Post it on your Facebook page and just tag 995QYK.
Yeah, don't send a direct message. You got to post it up on your Facebook wall, just like you were doing a status update. And
right,
then
just like if you were doing a post, like complaining about something.
Complaining about the traffic this morning,
right,
on southbound I-75.
Which is closed right now.
All lanes south of Fletcher.
Or complaining about the weather. We got more rain coming in and the temperature's going to drop. Actually, the temperature at right now, like in the low 60s, this will be the warmest we are today. The temps are dropping all day today.
So tomorrow I saw in the 40s.
Don't even say it.
Whew.
Yeah, overnight tonight's going to
be
brutal.
It's going to be cold.
But those are things that people complain about on Facebook. So that's what we want you to do. Post it. You having fun with Blake Shelton while the song is live on 99.5 QYK. We're going to pick a winner this morning. You're getting tickets to the show this Friday night.
Yes.
And qualified for that backstage VIP Blake Shelton performance.
Oh, my gosh. Just days away, you could have a new profile picture, you and Blake Shelton.
We are now, you're going to be lighting up Instagram, lighting up Facebook. I mean, you're going to be the MVP of social media in Tampa Bay. It's going to be awesome.
True story.
We're 28 minutes away now. 99.5 QYK. Get ready.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
It's Kane Brown, 99.5 QYK. Mark and Melanie, it's Tampa Bay's morning crew. This is great, man. The cheese challenge has hit the internet, and this is awesome. If you've got little kids, you're going to love this. People are taking cheese, right? And we're talking about like these
Kraft singles, like the
cheese singles.
Cheese slices,
little
yeah.
thin slices.
Yep.
And they just throw them on their kid's head, and they take video of it.
It's almost like they're doing horseshoes or something, and they just kind of toss it, like a ring toss almost. They're just tossing it onto their kid's head to see if it'll stick right on the side.
Well, the thing is, the texture of that cheese, it has like that stickiness to it.
Right.
And it does, it makes that little like, and it sticks. And some of the kids, like the one guy, the kid's in the high chair, and he just comes around, and he like sidearms it and just goes.
The sound
sticks right on the kids.
Sound is what makes me laugh, and the kids' expressions, because the kids have no idea what's going on and they're just confused because most of them are just these little babies or toddlers.
How about the one guy who took the meat and did it with the meat? He's like, all I have is ham. He did it with a big strip of ham.
He said he was out of cheese. It all started with the dog cheese challenge where people were throwing cheese
onto their dogs.
Yeah. And then before that, if you remember, people were hollowing out holes in bread and then sticking it on their cat's heads, and now they've upped the ante and they're just using their own children and they're tossing cheese onto them and then posting the videos on Twitter.
I think this is great. Look, nobody can get hurt, right? It's impossible. It's impossible to get hurt. And it's funny. Like, we watched three or four of these. We were just straight laughing.
Right. And I wanted to say that these were the dumbest things ever. And I go, okay, what are
That's what
are
we need now,
doing?
Though. We need that. We need dumb, dumb fun. We need dumb, silly dumb. You know what I mean?
Well, then I started watching them and I just started cracking up. I couldn't hold it in.
So listen, though, I mean, I just think parents, when they're driving to work today, like, should be excited to have something to do when they get home today with their kids. They have to fling cheese at their kids and take video. Kevin, you'll do it when you get home, won't you?
No.
Why?
I'd rather make a grilled cheese sandwich from
it. Don't waste the cheese.
That's right.
But Kevin, your kids will think this is so funny.
Mm-mm.
You don't think? My kids are going to laugh. I'm doing it.
They might.
I won't do it to my 11-year-old because they'll be like, what's that? But yeah. I'll do it to the other kids.
Too old for cheese.
Yeah.
Kevin, how old are your kids?
6 and 5.
Oh,
six and five.
Perfect.
This is the perfect cheese throwing age.
They are the perfect cheese targets. I mean, I don't know why. Will you just try? Will you just do one to see? All right. Throw it at
He is giving you the death stare right now. Like, I'm not doing
I got a better idea.
Children.
We start the Kevin Cheese Challenge. We'll do this. Go home and throw it at your wife.
Ooh, boy.
Need something different? No?
I'd be more up for that, probably.
This one guy, he threw it on his kid's face. The kid was sleeping on the couch. And the kid doesn't realize. And he's just sitting
he's got cheese on his face.
He's just sitting there. Just cheese face.
I think that some kids would think it's fun, Mark. So you're going to do it to your kids.
Sure. Well, here's the thing. Like, with Cal, the baby, I say baby's 18 months, but still calling him baby. We throw cheese at him anyway, like before this. So, because he loves cheese. So I'll just sit there and like throw little pieces of cheese. He thinks it's great.
When he's sitting in his high chair.
Yeah, but it's not the whole slice. Like I kind of rip little pieces off.
Well, yeah, you're probably not aiming it at his face either.
No, I kind of did it to bounce off his chest a little. He thinks it's funny, but yeah. No, yeah, I'll definitely do that. I'm actually thinking about what else can I throw at my kid?
Oh, my
gosh. To see. To just take next level cheese.
the meats.
Right, like there's all kinds of...
Yeah, bologna, that'd be a good one.
Bologna, but then maybe some like Jell-O for vegetarians,
yeah.
You know.
Like
just
roll-ups.
Yeah, just all kinds of stuff.
Possibilities are endless, really.
Yeah, it really is.
It's been wrecked. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5
GYK. I couldn't believe my wife said... Well, my wife told me to give somebody. 99.5 GYK, it's Mark and Melanie. So, girl here at the radio station just found out she's pregnant, having a little boy. Kelsey, yeah. We're really, really excited for her. And
well, I hope everyone knows.
I think she told everybody. Did she tell everybody?
Uh-oh.
Kevin, you know all about... Well, it's whatever. Nothing we can do now.
Did he just share the news?
Here's why I know she... I don't know. I assume everybody knows. Well, everyone knows. Congratulations, Kelsey.
Congratulations!
Yeah, you're fine. I think she's told everybody.
Okay. It was on Instagram.
Yeah, she's
Give
fine.
Me a break.
You're
on
fine,
Instagram.
Buddy. Yeah.
I didn't know. She just came in the studio and told us, so I wasn't sure if it was public knowledge.
My heart jumped a little bit when you said that.
I'm like, oh crap.
She did... Tell everybody, right?
She did.
So she comes to me and she goes, hey, you have 5 kids. And I'm like, correct. And she goes, I bet you got a lot of baby stuff. I'm like, mm-hmm, keep going. And she's like, if you have anything extra, like, you know, this is my first one. And you know, and I'm like, yeah, I remember first time. It's, you know, you need equipment.
You need equipment.
You need hardware. You need hardware.
Yep.
Yeah, and clothes
you
and all kinds
tools,
of stuff.
Tools, equipment.
So I go home to my wife and I'm like, Melissa. Round up all the stuff we don't need because, you know, my hardware got disconnected, so there'll be no more for us.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, make a big box for Kelsey and I'll take it in. She's, oh, this is great. You know, it's like a project. So I come home the next day, there's this huge box of stuff. And I'm like, my God, it's like, oh, this is crazy. And so I start loading the car and she's like, you know, that big black bag that was in there. I said, yeah. She goes, be really careful. And I said, why? And she goes, it's a breast pump. And I said, my God.
I've heard those are expensive.
Yeah.
All my friends have kids now, and they've said that they have to get their breast pumps, like, through insurance, and it's all sort
of expensive. What part of breast pump sounds cheap? That's an expensive sounding.
What part of kids sounds cheap is the question.
That's a luxury item, man, a breast pump. That's a luxury item. So she's like, all right, we'll give her the breast pump because she's going to need that. And I was like, yeah, okay, sure. You know, she's like, she just has to buy the little nozzles, you know, on the end.
The nozzle.
You can't reuse them, obviously. And I was like, yeah. And I was like, I felt kind of weird. So I come in here Friday with this stuff and I'm like, hey, here you go. Here's all this baby stuff. There's, you know, clothes and this and that. I was like, and then there's this thing. And she's like, what's that? And I was like, it's a breast pump. And I'm like,
just passing out breast pumps at work.
Just passing
people?
Out breast pumps, I mean... just walking and slinging breast pumps to everybody. And then it got back to me throughout later in the day. People were texting and stuff. They're like, hey, Kelsey's really excited about her breast pump. And I'm like, oh, my God. I'm the breast pump guy. I'm
yeah,
the guy. I was like, I don't know if we should have given her the breast pump. Like, now I'm embarrassed, you know? But she needs it.
No, the embarrassing part of this story is that people can't see you, but this entire story, you're doing this motion around where the pump would be as you're talking.
You know what it does, right?
I get it, but the visual of you doing it is just too much.
Baby needs milk, and the best way to get it out is to pump it out. So that was...
That's right.
Yeah. I didn't know that if like we stepped over, like, was that too weird, you know? But Kelsey seemed happy that, you know, I gave her the breast pump.
Oh, sure. Cause like I said, I think they're really expensive. So that's a really nice thing for you to just hand down.
Yeah. Well, what?
Also strange.
The hell are we going to do with it? I mean, what are we going to do with it?
I mean, you could have sold it.
Trust me, I thought about it.
You could have sold it and made money off of it. It's nice that you just gave
it
to someone.
Yeah, but she's a friend and she needs a breast pump. I don't know. Well, and I have one. So
now
I
know. The first person to call
if you need, we may have another one. We may have a few of them. I don't even know.
Let's just pass it around the Beasley building.
Yeah, but what's the strangest thing you ever gave to somebody? You know, I was just wondering. And you can call us. You can text us 800-992-1099. Like, I wonder when somebody was like giving somebody goes, wow, this is kind of weird. Or maybe you got something from somebody. You know, it could have been a gift or just could have been something random. And you're like, really? Like, oh, okay. Well, I'll take that.
I'm not sure you passed this around.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I hope she likes it. I don't know. I just felt kind of weird when I was handing it to her.
I think it was nice.
All right, thanks. I feel better.
I just don't want one for Christmas.
Calls and texts are on the way. Don't worry about it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I think people think I'm weird for giving somebody at work a breast pump. She's pregnant. I think people think I'm weird. 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie. My wife and I were stacking up boxes of stuff to give to Kelsey. She works here. She's pregnant. First baby. She's all excited. And, you know, she's having a boy. And so our last baby was a boy. So we have boy stuff. But we also had a breast pump. My wife said, give her a breast pump. She's going to need it. Just give it to her. I mean, just one less thing she has to deal with.
And
they're
expensive. So it was nice of you.
I know. It's like awkward. And now I know yesterday people looked at me weird here at the radio station. They looked at me weird, and it's because I gave Kelsey a breast pump. I know it is.
Well, yeah,
Kevin,
we do know why.
Did anybody say anything to you about that at the radio station in the last couple of days?
Maybe.
See, that somebody said?
Yeah.
In a weird way or like a...
No, she was going through the stuff. There was someone else in her office at the time.
Oh, my gosh. God. Somebody actually did say something?
Well, they saw it sitting there.
This is my wife's fault.
It was all this other stuff. You know, there was like a Mickey Mouse onesie in there, too. And
cute.
So she was showing it off, and it just happened to be in there. There was someone else in there.
This is my wife's fault. Because I said, I don't know about the breast pump.
Don't blame her. It is a good gift.
I don't even know her that well. It's not a gift. I was just, it's hers.
Well, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
You gave her something that you otherwise
could have
sold.
But it wasn't like
a
Christmas, like, hey, Merry Christmas, here's a breast pump. Like, that would have been weird, right?
Yeah.
This was like, hey, you're going to need this, so now you can have it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People register for these things on their baby registries.
To me, this is like a survivalist stuff. Like, you need this as a mom to survive. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I actually probably just saved Kelsey's life. That's how I need to look at this. I saved her life.
You should. Good job.
So people do think it's weird, Kevin?
Yes.
All right.
At least that one person that I saw.
Who is it?
I cannot tell you.
I'll figure it out.
Right. Yeah, I know you will.
Yeah.
You will.
Those people are looking at me weird, man.
Well, we've got some texts. Somebody said that for their 25th wedding anniversary, they got a tree made of tinfoil, and it had 25 silver dollars attached to it. And now it's been handed down to family member every single 25th anniversary.
That's so weird, she said.
While it's nice sentiment, it looks awful. Because you got to imagine, it's made out of tinfoil at this point. It just looks like leftovers from hibachi, probably.
Yeah. That's awful. Ugh.
So you're not the only one passing down some weird things.
Yeah, but that's never touched like your bosom. Like this other thing did. I think that's the, yeah.
Hey, what you do with your tinfoil, I don't know.
No, I said it's never like my, the bosom pump does touch the bosom. You understand.
Oh, my gosh. Who even says bosom? What?
I didn't know what word to say. Yeah, I don't know what word to say. What word would you have said?
I don't know. The breast pump.
What would you have said, Kevin?
The breast pump.
Fine. whatever. But Melanie, do you think it's weird if somebody, like, let's say, okay, hey, we're, you know, let's fast forward here. You already got married to Brian. You guys get married this year.
Yeah.
And then I'm pregnant. Yay. If anyone has any stuff. And then would.
I mean, yeah, as long as they took off whatever attachment, I assume
of
there's
course,
attachments
yes.
that are actually attached to
I
the
call
bosoms,
them,
as you
them,
like to call
I
it.
I call them nozzles, but I don't know if that's what they are. But they just kind of just right on.
Okay,
you know?
Well, hopefully the clamps, the nozzles, whatever,
I tried, listen,
those
I
have been removed.
I tried it once, see how it felt. I can't lie.
Did you really?
I had to know.
You are so strange.
It was so, nothing came out, but I had to feel the
pressure. Well, thank you.
No, I know, and I'm just saying, like, man, it... I don't know. It hurt a little bit. Kevin, did you ever try it?
No.
Kevin.
I swear to you, I have never done that. Why would I have done that?
Maybe you're just curious like
I'm
me.
I'm not curious.
You could have at least.
Not about that.
You could have at least, like, been my wingman and been like, of course.
Sorry, buddy. I'm not being your wingman on this one.
Oh, yep. You're so low.
One more chance to tell the truth.
I have never. I'm not going to be your wingman.
I was just kidding anyway. I didn't do it.
Yeah, right.
No, I was totally just kidding. No, I didn't do it. All right, let's change the subject. Let's get you Blake's
no,
show.
No, let's just keep no, talking Blake, about the fact you Blake, put on your wife's breast pump that now is Kelsey's breast pump.
Blake Shelton,
Kelsey
VIP performance. Start recording your videos now. We're picking somebody, tickets to the show. You singing with the song, having fun with the song. Post it on your Facebook page and tag 99.5QIK. Do this right now. We're going to start checking Facebook. It's QIK. Good luck.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5QIK.
All right, it's Mark and Melody, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. All right, we're about to jump all over Facebook here. We're about to jump all over Facebook and see who's tagged 99.5QIK with the video of the Blake song just played. Y'all doing whatever crazy things you do. I mean, we got some great ones yesterday. People at work singing the Blake song while it was playing live on the radio. We had people putting filters on. So we're going to go start checking. Winner of today, you're getting tickets to the show this Friday night. Blake Shelton at Amelie. And, of course, somebody qualified for that backstage VIP performance. It's just Blake Shelton singing right to you.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK.
There's Luke, 99.5 QIK. Mark and Melanie, it's Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. All right, we're still going through Facebook. Don't worry, so many videos that y'all made of the Blake Shelton song that we played at 7:30. Of course, we're picking the most entertaining video. What you had to do, and we're doing this again tomorrow at 7:30 on QIK.
Same time, same place, just yeah. Upload a different video.
Yeah, and so all you have to do is just have fun with the Blake song while it's playing live on the radio, and we're picking one. We're picking a video, and you're going to get tickets to Blake's show this Friday and qualified for that special VIP Blake performance. It's just Blake singing to you Friday night in a little private room.
A private performance from Blake Shelton.
Unbelievable. So we're still going through the videos to pick a winner. And if you haven't uploaded it yet, just make sure you tag 99.5QIK. Got to make a post on your page and tag 99.5QIK so we can see it. That's how we find it. All right, so last night it was The Bachelor.
Yes, such a good episode.
Yeah, we're not going to do our full recap yet, but I did, Melanie, I was interested. Kevin and I were talking last night, and I said, I want to do a quick Bachelor pop quiz for Melanie. Here's what I want to do. There's three women left last night when the episode started.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to play a little clip of a woman, and you tell me who that is. You tell me.
Okay.
I got to know how into this you are. I'm just curious.
What do you mean? I watch every single episode.
Well, I know, but I'm like, how much would you really know based on what they say? Here's the first one.
It's really weird that I...
That's all you get on that one. Who is that? Of one of the three, who is it?
Oh, that sounds like Hannah. Maybe Hannah... there's Hannah B and Hannah G.
Which one do you want to go with?
Hannah B.
Hannah G.
Was it really?
Hannah G.
Come on, that's such crap.
Kevin, what did I tell you? I was like, I bet she doesn't get them all. All right, here's another one. Here's another one of the three that were like, ready?
Here we G go. Or B? Come on, how am I supposed to know their last name? Initially?
Okay, well, you just said you watched.
He promoted the fact that there's only three girls left. You know which Hannah's
left. Right, you know
on.
Which Hannah's left.
I forgot the initial, if it was G or B that
well,
was left.
Well, it's still.
Let me just put it this way. I went back and looked this morning. It does say Hannah G on the screen during the show.
All right, here's the next Bachelor contestant here.
Since the beginning of this journey, Colton's relationship has revolved around.
All right. Who's that?
That's Tayshia. Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's coming back, people.
If you get this wrong, you're crazy because there's only three. And
Colton and I have this amazing connection.
Who's that?
That's Cassie.
There you go. It is Cassie.
Yeah.
All right, good.
But I redeemed myself.
Not 100%.
I was close.
You got to get your hand of G's and your hand of B's right, all right?
Gosh, it's like the Spice Girls. There's just so many of them with the same name.
What
up,
G?
Confusing.
All right. Faster Pop Quiz. 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
There's Carrie, 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. Y'all and the creativity on these Blake Shelton videos have gone next level today.
So good.
You guys are so good, man. I mean, so at 7:30 we played a Blake song.
Yes.
The contest is this. You record yourself with the song we're playing in the background that's playing live on 99.5 QYK. Just do something fun, creative, entertaining. Doesn't matter. Just it's up to you.
Yeah.
You take that video, you post it on your Facebook page and tag 99.5QYK.
The ones that the people are posting, though,
I'm looking at them right now.
I'm wondering if they're going to have a job by the end of this contest.
Teresa, she's in some kind of a nurse, and she has actually turned half of this hospital into which the sign says Blake's Bar, and they're cheersing drinks. It's a Blake Shelton Tiki Bar. The video is great. There's so many of them. We'll play a couple of them, some of the audio that we have on some of them. The winner today, obviously, is getting tickets to the show this Friday night, Blake. But the grand prize winner?
Yes, that's what it's all about.
Right, and so you qualify for the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. The grand prize, backstage VIP performance from Blake to you. Man.
And you cannot buy passes to get this either. We are the only ones that are giving it to you.
We got this from this woman in pink hair. This was good. Hear the filter?
Right.
She had this crazy filter. Yesterday we had some unicorns.
Yeah.
Those are really good.
There's always like chipmunks, unicorns, all the Snapchat filters.
I had some kind of a squeaky helium type filter. This other guy, this is a shame. He's really good, but he did his video to Old Red, which was not the Blake song we played at 7:30.
Great song, but not the song.
Yeah, but listen how good he is.
Hey, why don't you run? Old Red Ditch and have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Real heavy treat for the morning come.
Obviously, you can't qualify because it wasn't the song playing at 7:30, but you can tomorrow at 7:30.
Yeah, he can try again.
We'll do another Blake song. But he's really good. I'm
impressed overall.
These are really good, and they're still just pouring in, so we're still going through them to pick a winner. We'll send you a message when we pick a winner. 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QIK.
All right, I realize you got to have an open mind towards this. PBR, Pabst Blue Ribbon. Everyone loves those beers, right? They're usually like a dollar.
Does everybody love them?
Well, you like when you go to a bar and they're a dollar, right?
Well, yeah, you like how cheap they are.
And a dollar sometimes is overpriced, but... PBR, the company, is now getting into the whiskey business. PBR Whiskey. Listen to the promo they've made. I think you're really going to enjoy this.
Pabst Blue Ribbon Whiskey. Distilled, then aged.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Get it on the truck.
Pabst Blue Ribbon Whiskey. Taste why aging makes a difference.
They age it 5 seconds.
Smooth.
Burns.
This guy sounds like he might be dying.
Pabst Blue Ribbon 5 Second Age Whiskey. Because 10 seconds would be a waste of time.
There's the truck, which you probably hope just runs you right over after you have the whiskey. This is really good. So PBR is 5 Second Whiskey. It's aged for 5 seconds. What did you say, Melanie? 80 proof?
Oh, yeah. It's 80 proof. Okay.
That's up there.
But the fact that even the promo they've released for it, it sounds so harsh. Why would anyone want to try this?
That's the promo they're using to try to sell this product. This is the noise. This is not good. Okay, but here's the deal. I would love to try it just because it's...
Why?
Well, because
it sounds like it burns, like way worse than Fireball. You heard the guy's reaction.
It wasn't as bad as the when he...
Smooth.
That's the part I'm talking about.
Clear. You know what that sounds like? It's like when you wake up in the morning, like your alarm wakes up. It's like when you check your email.
Oh, you know this just burns.
Yeah, I know. All right, PBR whiskey. It's aged 5 seconds. 5 seconds, everybody.
Will not be trying it.
I think it's pretty cool. Get yourself some of that. 99.5 QIK. And it's Riley Green.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QIK.
I walked in this morning and Melanie is shaking. And I'm going, what's going on? What's wrong? And you're like, no, it was the most unbelievable Bachelor episode I've ever seen in my entire life. And you've watched every season.
Yes, I stand by that. Last night was the best episode of The Bachelor ever.
Okay, it's been all over social media. The Bachelor, his name's Colton.
Yeah.
He left the show last night. He jumped a wall and escaped.
He jumped a fence, and it's all because of something we did not see coming. Cassie dumped him. There's three girls left. So there's Hannah G, there's Cassie, and there's Tayshia.
Well, when you say dumped him, she left the show.
Yeah, but she dumped him.
Right, but he's still the Bachelor.
He's still the Bachelor, but now he's down to two other girls, which he said he was falling in love with the other girls, but Cassie was the one, the front runner, the one he was ready to lose his V card to. It was Fantasy Suites week. And then she dumped him.
She just said she wasn't into it?
Yeah, her dad flew in. Her dad did not give the blessing to Colton the week prior at hometown visits. So he wasn't giving him permission to marry his daughter.
You think that made him want her even more? Because
maybe.
Kevin's shaking his head yes.
No doubt about it.
Kevin's really into the show now. Yeah, I think it made him want her even more because the dad kind of built a wall. Was like, nope, you're not having my daughter. And he's like, oh, yeah?
And you can tell that Cassie is a daddy's girl. And so it was very important to her that Colton got the blessing.
The blessing from the dad.
So she was shocked to find out that he did not say it was okay. And then they go on this date right before Fantasy Suites. Colton's getting ready to give her the Fantasy Suite card. And then this is what happens.
Can I ask you something?
Mm-hmm.
Were you planning on leaving tonight?
What?
Were you planning on leaving tonight?
Mm-hmm. Not because I don't care about you so much. Because I don't know if I can get there. Like, I wonder if I would have been sure by now. I don't know.
So she says she cares about him a lot, but she doesn't love him.
Yeah, she said, I just can't get there. And her dad flew in, surprised them. They're all in Portugal, by the way. So her dad had to fly from Orange County, California, out to Portugal.
Oh, tough life.
And then said,
man, I can't believe he made it through that.
I'm just saying,
first class to Portugal.
I'm just saying he flew out there for a 10-minute conversation with his daughter.
Right.
I'm pretty sure you could have just been on the phone and said, hey, I don't think he's the one. And then she could have been like, yeah, you're
listen,
right.
If you're a dad and you have a daughter, you would do anything, I think. You know, I get it. I get why he's like, no.
And you're not going to turn down a free trip to Portugal from ABC.
That's right.
So
they do have some unbelievable wine out there, I've heard. So I think that was probably not a bad flight. All right, so this is crazy. And so next week, here we are, two women left.
Yeah, it's a to-be-continued episode, so we won't find out what happens until next week. But tonight is the Bachelor Women Tell All.
Oh, and they're going to be fighting on stage, right?
So catty.
That's what they
There's
do.
It's so much drama.
Isn't this
yes.
like a Jerry Springer type thing where they all get up and start screaming at each other?
Basically, yes.
And then Steve Wilkos comes out and holds them all back or something like
Jerry,
that.
Yeah.
Something like that. Steve's holding them all back. All right, there's your update. Eric Church. 99.5 QIK. This is some of it.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. Congratulations to Teresa.
Hey, Teresa! Her persistence paid off.
So Teresa made a video of our Blake Shelton song that we were playing at 7:30. And so we asked everyone to say, make a video of the Blake Shelton song in the background while we play it live on 99.5 QIK at 7:30. And post it on your Facebook page. Tag 99.5 QIK so we can find it. So we can see that you
right.
did it. And the most creative, the most fun, just whatever. We'll pick one. You'll get tickets to the show. And then you're qualified for that backstage VIP performance from Blake this Friday night. Teresa, now she works in some kind of a medical office.
Yeah.
We'll post the video on the Mark and Melanie Facebook page. She's turned her entire nursing office into a Blake Shelton tiki bar.
And she's enlisted coworkers at this point, too. I don't know if it's the receptionist, a fellow nurse, or what, but they took over the front desk completely.
Yesterday, there was a patient.
Sign.
Yeah. They've built a Blake Shelton tiki bar.
Yeah.
In the 99.5 QIK theme, they're blasting the music.
They're cheersing with margaritas. I'm like, are you at work? What's going on?
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, congratulations, Teresa. That was awesome. You got tickets today. Tomorrow morning, 7:30, we'll do it again.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. Feels like a good time.
99.5 QYK.
There's Thomas Rhett. Look What God Gave Her. It's new music, 99.5 QYK. Mark and Melanie. We're Tampa Bay's morning crew. You know, if you're going to get married and you're going to do it at Disney,
mm-hmm.
and then all of a sudden these guys run into the room and they start singing a song, and then you look up and it's Dan and Shay.
I would die. I cannot believe this happened. This is like my dream.
And you say, wait a minute, Dan and Shay just crashed my wedding and now they're singing? Here's how it went down.
Corbin and John, huge congratulations to you guys. But we were actually in town. I wanted to sing this song for you in person, so...
This is my favorite part. This woman, as they're recording it, she looks up and realizes it's Dan and Shay that have just crashed this wedding. Listen to what she says.
Get the hell out of here. That's what my reaction would be.
Congratulations, you guys. We were in the area driving around. We figured we would just kind of say hi to you guys, man. This is awesome. I've crashed a lot of weddings. Never actually been invited to crash one before, so this is really cool. They usually kick us out of these things, so we really appreciate you guys not kicking us out.
This was set up by the bride's father. The Disney fairy tale wedding team was involved.
I love that show. So I hope that it makes the final cut and that on the show, because I love that. It's on Freeform.
Yeah, this is great, but good job, Dan and Shay, taking the time to do this. And what a moment for this couple, man. Not only you at Disney, Dan and Shay come and crash your wedding.
And as if you don't already have the best wedding ever.
I know.
Then Dan and Shay. And it's Speechless, which is like the wedding song right now.
And then, though, if you like, so let's say you're the
groom. And they just won a Grammy, by the way.
But then let's say you're the groom, right?
Yeah.
But your wife's dad, totally, because he set it up, like...
Oh, I think you're just having the best time ever.
I
and
know.
Now you have an awesome story to tell. And everybody's talking about the fact that Dan and Shay just performed
it's
your
so
wedding.
True. But the dad can always look at the son-in-law and be like, mm-hmm, I made that happen, dog.
Just yeah. So you know.
Yep.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.